Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week is the Punky Radio Christmas Competition Part 1 special featuring every band we're playing over the next 2 weeks in prize form. And here's a great start. This is Healthy Junkies, Little Groupie. You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Healthy Junkies. Now, I've got a pile of CDs here, and they're in it, from their album Sick Note, a track called Little Groupie, which I don't think we played before. If we did, it hasn't been for a year. That's the first album of a load of CDs we're giving away as part of our Christmas competition, which features bands this week and next week. I'll tell you all about it later on. It's a fantastic competition. I will be setting the question at the end of this show, and we will do the question again next week, just so you know. So make sure you listen to this week and next week, just to make sure that you get the chance to enter the competition. What I want to know is, what is Healthy Junkies' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/HealthyJunkies.
It is indeed. Tony One, Paulie B and Internet Neil. Healthy Junkies we discovered via the Derellas, who were on with the Fleshtones last week, as mentioned in Gig Diary. So there you go. That's a nice little bit of stuff, isn't it?
Cool.
That's a nice little bit of stuff. Now, we would normally in this section have your jokes and poems, but of course you haven't sent any in, so thank you very much for that. If you do have a joke or poem, send it to PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, comedy suburbs at the joke, poetry corner if it's a poem. However, I do have a little bit of really lovely news at the start of the show, Tony.
Okay.
Now, as you know, I've been writing a show, possibly for Edinburgh next year, called Thursday's Child. Have I told you about this?
No.
Right. But what it involves is me finding out what day people were born on. You know the poem, Monday's Child is fair of face, Tuesday's Child is full of grace, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wednesday's Child is full of woe, Thursday's Child is far to go, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. So when I was looking for Fair of Face people last night, I reasonably, I thought, typed in the most beautiful woman in the world, thinking I'll find out her date of birth and then I'll find out whether she was born on Monday when you're Fair of Face. See if it makes sense, see if there's anything in this poem. That's the whole point of the show, right? So I typed in the most beautiful woman in the world, and guess who I got?
Who's that?
Florence Colgate.
Who's that?
Well, Florence Colgate is a student in Canterbury in Kent. She's got a part-time job in a chip shop, and she is scientifically the most beautiful woman in the world because the distances between her eyes and her nose and her mouth and everything else that equates to beauty.
Mm.
She's got the best formula, if you like, right?
Okay.
I couldn't find a date of birth. I couldn't find anything about her, really. And you just thought someone like that would be a big media star and they'd be the face of everything and Vogue and all that sort of thing. But I couldn't find anything. All I could really find was her Twitter page. So I went on her Twitter page and I thought, oh, you know, there'll be 90,000 people who are followers and she won't notice anyone else and it'll be blocked and it'll be, you can't do this and you can't do that. And I went on there. And she says, what a lovely girl. She is just at university, having a great time, working chip shop, might do modelling later, right? And
nice.
She's got, I don't know, she's got about 1,500 followers and she's following about 600 and she's just chatting breeze, for want of a young person's expression, mate. She's just chatting breeze. So I sent her about 2 o'clock this morning, I sent her this tweet saying, look, I know this sounds really creepy, but could you tell me when your birthday is, because I'm writing this show about people's birthdays, I want to know whether it fits in with this and that. And then I thought I'd better send another tweet saying, look, I'm really, really not being creepy here. It's fine. I'm not some new stalker. Anyway, when I got up today, I turned on my laptop and I went on Twitter and I got a tweet back from her saying, December the 16th.
Okay.
Thanks. And I went, oh no, what year?
Yeah.
I need to know the year, thinking, oh no, she's going to think I'm a freak now. Comes back, 1993. So, I did, there's a thing online that's a date calculator. You can see what day a date was all the way down the years. And I'm using the Gregorian calendar for everyone on this, because there are different ones, but I'm using that. And it turns out that she was indeed born on Thursday.
Ah.
Thursday's child has far to go. I'm Thursday's child, Tony. I have far to go. But that's because I have to travel in this job. But anyway, I tweeted her back, say, ah, I've done the research. You've got far to go. She retweeted it. She's all excited. So there you go. Well done, Florence Colgate. You very lovely girl. You'll be in my Edinburgh show. I will let her know that she's in this show. I said, if it becomes an Edinburgh show, and I suspect it will, you will be in it, Florence Colgate, and I'll make a point of saying what a lovely lady you are, and good luck at college. Right.
Cool.
I almost felt I had to justify myself being 42 years old tweeting a 19-year-old, but anyway, at least it happened. Next track, obviously, every track this week coming through from someone or other. This one, we did get a package of CDs come through from Manila PR. We're playing a few of them on this week's show. This band is one of those, a band called Valve Rider. What I want to know is, what is Valve Rider's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ValveRider?
It is, and this is 8 Lives Down.
One to go, they will ride behind. He's about to show. One wrong move, he's right on me. Won't let her, won't let me be. Hear about my lives, 1, 2, and 3. You know a thing called woman, so then it from me. Took a few girls to get it right. Only need a woman to last the night. And can tell me near the end. Made the devil my only friend. Life's 4 and 5. and let me think. You know there was no whiskey I wouldn't drink. I filled my glass right to the top. Now the devil made sure I couldn't stop. Six through eight were the worst. You know what took my life to quench my thirst. Now I know number nine's the one. I'll stop and think before I run. Last and tally near the end. Made the devil my only friend.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Eight Lives Down from Bow Rider. We used to know a band called Eight Lives Down, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Yeah. Don't need to talk about that.
No.
That's from an album called Bring It On Heavy, and that's a nice sort of bluesy, metal-y, nice little track out there. Bit of glam at the start, bit of blues metal. Don't worry, punk is coming. Yes, I can't remember what I was going to say next. Oh, yeah, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your Facebook comments this week. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment on our wall. One of these ways of getting in touch with us, especially if you are on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, leave us a comment. Got two this week, both in response to last week's show. Both the same, really. One from Horse in Transit, who says, thanks for including Horse in Transit in this week's playlist. And on the likes, just check out our new page, new single and video coming soon, facebook.com/horseintransit. And similarly, Seven Feelings got in touch, who says, thanks for featuring on your podcast, guys. Rock on.
We will be playing tracks by both of them in the new year as well. I don't think we'll get any more in this year, I'm not sure, but we will be playing tracks by Horse in Transit and Seven Feelings in the new year. Two great additions to the Punky Radio oeuvre. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I've got.
Well, fair enough. Let's get on to the next one then. As I say, every single song this week, if you enter the competition, you will win it. And stuff that goes with it. I'll explain the stuff that goes with it in a bit. Next up, we've got a band called... Oh, well, we'll talk about it afterwards. This is a band called Queen. Sayonara.
That's why I'm leaving. Sayonara. Things are different. It's the year of the dog. Life's a new bird. Life's a bluebird. Say sayonara. You got me running for the setting sun, cause I've messed around this one horse town for too long. Your mom and dad just couldn't see that there's a world of possibility, and I've messed around this one horse town for too long. That's why I'm leaving, sayonara. Things are different. It's the year of the dog. Life's a new bird. Life's a blue bird. Say sayonara. That's why I'm leaving, sayonara. Things are different. It's the year of the dog.
Tongue Scraper.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Quinn on their album, which I've just put here, from their album Red Light Means Go, that came to us via Manila PR. What is a band called Quinn's website?
Quinnband.com?
No, it's not. It's a band called Quinn.com.
Huh.
Probably being the internet one. Tony 2. If I was going to do a tribute band of theirs, you know what I'd call it?
What's that?
A band called Quinn.
Ha! Nice.
Yes, and that came by Manila PR as well. That's a little bit of electronic indie pop rock, I'd call that, really. Nice album, by the way. And it's in it. If you like that song, you get the chance to win the album at the end of this show. So that's all right, innit? Now then, did you do anything last week?
I finally went to see my surgeon, and he says, yeah, we can fix that, but probably not till January.
Oh.
So it's going to be a calm Christmas.
It's going to be a miserable Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah. We put me on some new special medicine, which is alleviating certain things. Yeah. And
it's
also
spacing you out, is it?
I'm a bit spaced out. But yeah, no, so hopefully it might be all right over Christmas, and then January I can have an operation, and February I can be well for my birthday.
Fingers crossed for you, mate. Now, in other news, what I did last week.
What do you do?
Well, Thursday night I did my gig in Luton with Roe Campbell and Christian Shulter Lowe, and what a laugh that was. And by the time we finished, and thanks to Steve and everyone at the Ashcroft Arms for being such good love, the night finished around 4. It was a late one. It wasn't a great way to start the tour. We woke up at 1 p.m. the next day, had to hot footage Hitchin, had fish and chips, then did the gig that night in Hitchin with the same two. Then we went out afterwards, where we effectively went round Hitchin, keeping going to pubs as one shut, another one was still open. So we went to the Victoria till midnight, the Sunrunner till 1, Osinski's till 2, and then down to the venue till 3, then back to mine, where we saw the sun come up before we went to bed, and Roe, being a loud Australian, I'm pretty sure woke up everyone in the building. Saturday night, the three of us completed the trilogy of fun by doing Lecture with Art Centre, where we did the show, where Roe, the last act on, he didn't just get heckled, he got attacked.
Oh, wow.
Not physically, but he did a bit of a routine about how he'd been in Luton on the Thursday night and how it was really rough, and people from Luton were really rough, and he didn't like Luton, he thought it was a shit-up. Then this bloke shouted out, "Oi, you say one more thing about Luton, I'll fucking kill you." That's proving his point. So Roe then goes, "Look, I can't believe this. I mean, Lecture is one of the nicest towns in the world, etc., etc. And I've got one bloke in here who is threatening to kill me." And then this woman shouts out, "There's more than one. I want to kill you as well," in the same voice, and it was his wife. And they're in their 50s. They took a while to settle down, but they ended up buying him a drink afterwards. It all worked out. Then it was back to mine for a 5:30 finish. Very sensible. How I'm alive, I don't know. Then on Sunday night, I did the show in Bulldog at the Engine with a completely different set of people. And you know what? The landlord was really tired, so he said, "Do you want some food at the end of the night?" Made me some food, and there's a photograph of it on my Facebook page of what he said. And I learnt a valuable lesson, because I didn't realise they got this thing going on called Engine versus Food, where anything you ask for, you get a ridiculous amount of. I didn't know, it's like Man versus Food, right?
Mm.
And he said, "Do you fancy a burger?" I went, "Yeah." He said, "What would you like on it?" I went, "Oh, just load it up."
Oh, dear.
Oh, good God.
I've seen the picture. It looked awesome.
It was, mate, it was brilliant.
Did it have sausages on it?
Yeah, it had 3 sausages on it. It was a burger with 3 sausages, a whole bowl of chilli, a fried egg, bacon, mushrooms, salad, all manner of sauces. At no point did I pick it up. I had to eat the whole thing with a knife and fork. Well,
yeah,
3/4 of the thing. I didn't finish it. I have to confess, I didn't finish it. But I vow, next time I'm in there, if he says, "Would you like a burger?" I'm just going to go, "Yes, a little one, please," and leave it at that. So I just get a massive one. Absolutely brilliant. Had a great show. Thanks for everyone who came down. Look forward to seeing you all in the new year. That was my last week. Right. 2 tracks in a row now. I promised you some punk rock. Here it comes. This is a band we played before, which features our mate Luke Puke. Luke, who used to be in our band, The Chavs, Chav Sabbath, Chav Levine, whatever you want to call them. And he's now in this band based in Birmingham called The Nerks, and we played quite a few off their album, but we got a spare one, so we're giving this album away as well. If you like your punk of an oi and street type. You're going to love this. This is from an album called Greatest Hits Volume 1. Stay tuned for a band, I believe, from Scotland called The Hedrons, who you'll be hearing after this. In the meantime, Tony, what is the Nerks MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheNerks.
It is, Tony3, Paul the Internet One, and this is 5 on 1.
There are more than 190 different gangs engaged in running battles across the city's poorer areas. Children grow up in an environment of gangland rap culture that glamorises violence and drugs in regards to those who go to school or work.
Yeah.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called The Hedrons. Now, that song goes all the way back to 2006. And I must confess, I'm not sure whether they're still going, but their website appears to be active. What a good-looking band they are. And that came through to our old show on Punky Radio by Heart Media, so I should thank them 6 years later. But yes, that track, that's just a single track on a single CD, but that is lobbed into the collection, so you will get that song if you win the competition. We'll be revealing the question later on in the show. What is The Hedrons' website?
TheHedrons.co.uk.
No, TheHedrons.com. Oh. I thought it was going to be a whitewash this week. That makes it Tony 3, Point of the Internet 2. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Excellent. That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 bar club. Sunday night is a private event, so you can't go there Sunday night. You could try, but they probably won't let you in. Then we'll do Thursday to Saturday. So this Thursday, 13th of December, The Blueprints, The Ted Army, Le Tosseurs, Finn Bonal, and more to be confirmed. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
That'll be a good night. The Tosseurs are doing really well at the moment. That'll be a... It's always a good night down there, but I mean, you know.
Yeah. Friday night, The Witch Doctors, The White Russian, Zoltan Lugosi, Hooded Claw, and more acts to be confirmed. It's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
Which has the seal of approval, of course. And just what a lineup by name.
Yeah.
You want to see those bands, don't you?
The White Russian,
Zoltan Lugosi. I wish I could get down
Lugosi
on a Friday night. I wish I had another job. I wish I lived in London. I wish I wasn't me.
How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is. And finally, Saturday night, Tankus the Henge presents Mayflies.
Mayflies. My God, how many of them are there?
Pagoda Pie, Rosie Hopkins, and more. It's a Tankus the Henge presents Last Days.
Was that the one that Peter Buckley Hill did a while back? Do you remember? I think it was.
All right. Maybe.
So yeah, expect, basically, I think if I'm right, expect weirdness and acousticness and craziness and oddness at one at that one.
How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Oh yes. A lovely 666 for Christmas.
There you go.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar. Does it? Because this Saturday I'm going to a gig which is open to the public. Is a wedding. I'm not working today, and I'm glad I'm not, because it's Ginge, who has been in loads of bands. He's in the Highlands at the moment. He's been in Meteors previously. He's just a bit of a psychobilly legend, and he's getting married on stage at the Boston Music Room in Tufnell Park on Saturday. And the lineup for this gig, he's pulled out every single mate in every single psychobilly band. There's just loads and loads of great bands on. I haven't got the list in front of me. It is impressive. Now, there doesn't appear to be a ticket price, but there's a PayPal donation for the wedding. So you will have to do a bit of research. If you type in Ginge's wedding, you'll probably find out about it if you're around. But please, if you're just expecting to go and watch a gig, this is not what it's going to be. It is going to be a celebration of Ginge's life up to this point and his missus, and loads of psychobillies and mates and that know each other. So you will have the chance to mix with a load of the biggest bands in the psychobilly scene, but it will also be a bit of a laugh, and things might be all over the place, and bands might not be doing full sets. You know, they might just be doing two or three songs each, and people might be getting on off stage each other, but it just looks like a really, really good laugh, and I'm desperate to go. So
cool.
That was Paul B's thing, me gig guide. Fuck you, I'm going myself. Right, now, so
nice.
Speaking of gigs, next band on, Blitzkid. This has come through via People Like You Records, and a compilation that came out last year called The Dirty Home of Riot Rock and Roll. And you know what, I don't mind saying, I wish I had got a copy of this CD myself. I haven't. I might copy this one before it gets sent out, because it's got 18 tracks on it plus 3 bonus tracks, and this is just one of the many CDs in this competition. And as a compilation, it's got Face to Face, Roger Miran Disasters, Flatfoot 56, Creepshow, Broilers, Buster Shuffle, The Addicts, Crumbums, SS Caliette, Peter Pan's Beadwork, load, just loads. and a band called Blitz Kid, who I saw at Whitby Golf Festival doing their farewell tour. You might remember me saying about them. Absolutely great band live. And I did ask, I inquired as to whether there was any music available we could play on the show. And Simon Knott, lovely Simon Knott, Simon says, the man who sends us this stuff for People Like You Records, said, I haven't actually got any. But then this CD came through, which is obviously an older CD. It's from 2011. Had a track on it. I'm fucking playing it. How about that?
Nice.
What is Blitz Kid's website?
Blitzkid.com.
It is. Tony Four, Paulie the Internet too. This is Cedar Bluff. You're listening to Project Marv Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I will just remind you that every band we're playing on the show this week, you're going to get them and more in the competition. Make sure you enter at the very end of this show. We'll give you how you do that. Excuse me, I nearly did a burp. Are you doing anything this week?
A few house things as prepared for Christmas. We're going to finally get our tree up and the builders and the log burner gets fitted for my middle class arse. And it gets fitted next week. So
you could use a log burner.
Well, it kind of accurately describes the past 6 months of my life.
Just before I tell you what I'm doing this week, I went food shopping yesterday, right?
Okay.
And I decided that, you know, I haven't got a lot of money at the moment, and I decided that I'd look for things that were on sale and things that were different. Well, fuck me. Because I came out of Sainsbury's with a very unusual stock of food to make this week. I had ox tongue, venison. What else? I had these weird Cumberland sausages that I've never seen before. Some other weird shit. But I was looking at, sweet potatoes, yams rather than normal potatoes. You know, just anything that was half price or on offer or whatever, I had it. And as I walked out of there, I just thought, if Hugh Fernie Whittingstall was here right now, he would suck my fresh produce cock. So yeah, anyway, that's just an aside, really.
Okay.
Hello, Fernie Whittingstall, like your work. Maybe not to that extent.
No.
This week, I've already told you what I'm doing on Saturday. On Sunday, I'm doing my comedy gig in Bedford at the Pad. We only do it on religious holidays. We do it at Christmas and Easter. But we may branch out to other religious holidays, depending on my Christianity in the new year. Anyway, this Sunday features... That's enough to scare a lot of our listeners, isn't it?
Yeah.
I might be Christian. Don't worry about it. I haven't converted. I'm still an arsehole. Simon Munner is headlining. Got some great acts on as well. £8 to get in, £6 in advance from the usual outlets. If you just type in comedy at the Pad in Bedford, you will find it on the internet somewhere. And it's this Sunday, doors open 7:30, Roch is DJing afterwards, it'll be a right laugh. I'm in Liverpool, and that's done. So that's all I'm really doing this week. I'm doing a private party on Friday night, so I can't actually tell you about it. So that's about it. Saturday, I'm off to this gig, hopefully, and Sunday, the gig in Bedford. So that's it really. So we've got two songs left. This one, I've always wanted to play this band. This is another band off the compilation we just played, called Dirty Home of Riot Rock and Roll, out on People Like You Records, etc., etc. And I think you might. When you get this CD, there's a code inside it that actually gives you the chance to go online and get another 10 songs free, and you choose out of 100.
Oh, nice.
Great going, isn't
it? Yeah.
That is great going. So anyway, always want to play Peter Pan speed rock. Never had the chance. I can do it right now. I'll ask about the website after this. Listen to this. This is We Want Blood. You're listening to Desoros Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Peter Pan Speed Rock, and We Want Blood.
Nice.
What is their website?
PeterPanSpeedRock.com?
No, it's not. They're a Dutch band, and it's actually a bit odd. It's the word website dot PeterPanSpeedRock.nl. Tony 4, Paulie being the Internet 3. This is a lot closer than I thought it would be. I'm really quite impressed. So, with me, really. So what's new, you show off? Have you got a twat?
I don't.
Oh dear. Go on, remind people what they should be doing.
Yeah, please do name your twats. To round off the year of twat, it'd be nice to have one for Christmas. Please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. We all know twats. Do it for me. Do it for Jesus.
Do it for Jesus.
Yeah.
Twats for Jesus.
Mm.
That's how I would convert, Tony.
Yeah?
Twats for Jesus, yeah. Guess what? I've got a Christmas song.
Okay.
Chance of hearing it?
Yep.
This is really self-indulgent, bearing on what's coming straight after, but I wrote this afternoon. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is bombing a clown.
Right. Nice.
Yeah, thanks. So that's my little festive ditty for you. And now, more of me. Because the last track this week, I'm throwing in one of my own CDs into the competition.
Oh, cool.
So I think that's nice. Songs in the Key of Death by me came out last July. Got a load of tracks on it. They're all rude. I'd love to say they're not, but who am I trying to kid? if you do win this, don't play this one to your mum and dad. They might not let you listen to the show anymore. Last track this week is a track off the album by me. What I want to know is, Tony, what is my website?
Lastminutecomedy.com.
No, paulbedwards.wordpress.com.
Nox.
Ha! Paulie B's Internet 4, Tony 4. I really thought I was going to lose this week. This is a track that I jokingly think sounds a bit like Restless, but it doesn't, because Restless are good at guitar. You'll understand what I mean after you've heard it. It's got a sting in the tail. Wait for the last verse. This is This Fucking Guitar.
I could have learned to play golf and hit a 10 below par. I could have started a cake shop or run my own bar. I could have turned to God or even Allah. But I had to go and learn to play this bloody guitar.
This bloody guitar.
This bloody guitar.
This bloody guitar.
I could have gone far if I'd never played this bloody guitar.
This bloody guitar.
It costs me more on a plane, it leaves my shoulder in pain, it drives my neighbours insane, it breaks again and again. I really couldn't have been dumber if I had been a drummer. It's made my life a real bummer, it's never got me a hummer. This goddamn guitar.
This goddamn guitar.
This goddamn guitar. I could have had a better car if it wasn't for this goddamn guitar.
This goddamn guitar.
Well, help me out, Sebastiano. It leaves my fingers a mess. My agent's under duress. TV doesn't want to know, and the critics aren't impressed. Although I played a thing daily, they say I'll never be Bill Bailey. The debts are mounting up, and my bank account's empty. All because of this fucking guitar.
This fucking guitar.
This fucking guitar.
This fucking guitar.
I could have gone far if it wasn't for this fucking guitar.
This fucking guitar.
I might have been a star if it wasn't for this fucking guitar.
This fucking guitar.
I should have listened to my ma when she said, don't play that fucking guitar. Okay, Seb, nobody likes a show off.
Sorry.
Oh, hey! In a cabin, down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
Okay, that was me, and a song by me, just after you heard a song by me. Not that I'm an egotist or anything. Now, it's time for the question.
Okay.
This is the question for the Punky Radio Christmas competition. This question will apply to next week's show as well. We'll be asking the question again, so don't think you've got to listen to both to enter, but I'd rather you did, because next week's show you'll hear all the other music you can win as well. And there's all sorts of other stuff, T-shirts and posters. It's just brilliant. The question is, and you will have to have heard this show to get it. Track 3 on this week's show was by a band called Quinn. The Christmas competition poser is, what did I think they were called? What did I think they were called? Well, listen back to this show. If I didn't give it away, don't worry, you'll definitely have to listen next week. But what did I think a band called Quinn were called? Send your answer to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Christmas Competition. Now, I've just got to get something here because I just need to remind myself of a... Blimey, Tony, you know... that you used to think on normal traffic lights that green meant go forwards, orange meant stop, and red meant
wait, and red meant stop.
Actually, I mistakenly thought that red light means go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.